بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المستشار مؤتمن. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear respected brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A portion that will be recited today, inshallah, is an ayah from Surah Al-Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were soft towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you were harsh, hard-hearted, meaning that if you were very, very strong on them, with heavy words and strong words, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have dispersed from around you. فَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ, so forgive them, pardon them, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and seek forgiveness for them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and seek their consultation, make مَشْفِرَة with them. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, and when you have firmly resolved upon a matter, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then have complete reliance and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who rely and place his complete trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah is in the context of right after the Battle of Uhud, when the archers decided to go away from their positions, and because of this, it caused a very drastic measure upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he became injured and one of his teeth became shaheed. And in this matter, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they became very saddened and they became very, very depressed at heart, because they did two things. First, they directly disobeyed a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on top of that, because of their disobeying, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became injured. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sure, all of this happened, but you still need to deal with them in the softest of manners. لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, you were soft upon them. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a recipe on how to give da'wah to people over here in this very ayah. There's two things I want to talk about in this ayah. First is the etiquettes of da'wah. When we want to give da'wah to other people, when we want to call them to Islam, or even those, you know, who are a little far away from the, you know, in Islam, right? A little far from the deen. So how do you call them? You do not go up to them and you already become harsh with them, and you know, you mention to them the punishments that will come to them. You don't mention them the azab of Jahannam. You don't mention to them that, brother, if you don't do this, then you're going to hell. This is not how we approach people. Right? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even after becoming injured, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that you guys are all doomed. Rather, he was very soft on them. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, he pardoned them. He let go of whatever they did. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and on top of that, not only did he forgive them, meaning not only did he overlook the faults that he has between themselves, but also Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instructed that he should still seek their forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget you also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should seek their forgiveness. And on top of that, after that, still consult them with the matters. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Now this is the second point I want to get towards, is how to make mashwara, right? How to consult with one another. You know, there's many scholars in the past, and it's mentioned in the tafsir, the exegesis and the explanation of the Quran, that we have to gather, and whenever we want to, you know, firmly resolve a command or a matter that we want to decide something, maybe for the masjid, maybe for the community, maybe for the society, even for the family, take it as small as even deciding whether you should do an action, you should always consult with someone. You should never carry out an action by yourself, right? And there's to decide who to consult with. Sometimes we don't know who to consult with. Can we just consult with anyone? And what I found from the advice of my teachers, that there's two words that if we keep in mind, and if we look for someone whom we want to consult with, then it will have the best results and the highest output. That you need to find someone who is Habib and you need to find someone who is Labib. Someone who loves you and also someone who is who has some aql, someone who has some intelligence. You want to consult with someone who loves you because this person then will only want what is best for you. If you have someone who is very smart, very wise, he knows his way around things, but this person does not love you, then you know what? He will use his intelligence against you if he does not love you. But the contrary, if this person has utmost love for you, he will give his life for you, meaning that he will do anything for you. But at the same time, you know, he doesn't have to, when it comes to advising people, maybe he doesn't have the best advices. Then, you know, he will advise you towards the wrong direction. So when you think about consulting someone, think about whether they are Habib and whether they are Labib. Two words that rhyme with each other and they go intrinsically with each other. They go naturally with each other. Habib and Labib. The person must love you, meaning that you guys have a very good connection with each other. But at the same time, they also have a sense of intelligence, that this guy is smart. He knows what he's saying. She knows what he's saying. But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, you have to consult with people. You have to ask for people's advice. But فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, after you have resolved the command, after you have resolved that, okay, you know what, let's go this direction. With the community, with the masjid, we need to do this. And after consulting with everyone, let's go this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't rely and stop right there. That don't rely just on each other. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that after you have done your part, then leave the rest upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That after you have done your part, after you have gone out and sought the consultation and you sought the advice of someone else, then rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous saying goes that tie your camel and then leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do your best you can. This is tadbir before taqdeer. Meaning that you need to do everything that you can. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave the rest upon Him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you rely on me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. How do I know that? Because the next ayah, then literally the next word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who rely upon Him. So this tells us and this demonstrates towards us that we have to use any worldly measure we can. But at the end of the day, we have to rely and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the outcome of every single matter. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very, very important dua. And this is the dua of istikhara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught those around him this dua of istikhara, and the way to make istikhara, meaning to seek goodness in a matter. When you want to decide something, you do istikhara. You see if this is the best for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this dua like he taught the Quran. He taught them, and all of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in used to do this. And is mentioned in various ahadith. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika wa astaqdiruka biqudrika wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, indeed I seek your khair, istakhiruka bi'ilmik, from your knowledge, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows the outcome. Wa astaqdiruka biqudrika, and I seek your power, meaning that I seek your assistance. Wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim, and I ask you fadlika al-azim, from your amazing grace, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants what's good for us. Wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdiru wa ta'lamu wa la a'lam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have all the power, I have no power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are Sami'un Alim. You are Alimun Khabir. You know everything. I don't know a single thing. Wa anta allamul ghuyub. And you know that which even I cannot see. Allahumma in kunta ta'alam anna hadha al-amra khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ishati wa aqibati amri. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this matter, meaning the thing that you are confused about, if this matter is good for me, khayrun li fi dini, in my religion, wa ma'ishati, in my life, wa aqibati amri, and the outcome of the matter, then فَقْدِرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي, then make it easy for me. وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ And then put barakah in the matter also, and make it easy for me, and give me the ability to do it. But on the contrary, if this matter is bad for me, وَإِنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعِيشَتِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَصْرِفُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ Turn me away from it, and let it turn away from me. وَقَدِرْ لِي الْخَيْرِ And give me something better. حَيْثُ كَانْ Wherever it may come from. ثُمَّ أَرْضِينِي بِهِ And let me be pleased with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this dua to us. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to learn this dua first and foremost, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of this life and the next. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to consult with everyone in the matter and find the best outcome for any matter. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill any of our desires and allow us to gather us in a better gathering in hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. جزاك الله خير.